麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日我们的天路导向。
I hope you have been following this series of messages from 2 Corinthians.
我希望你是可以回答我说，你一直都有收听我们有关这一系列关于哥林多后书的信息啊。
We have been talking about the 15 secrets of positive living that we see in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我哋依家系睇紧使徒保罗生命里面表现出嚟嘅积极生活嘅15个秘诀。
So far, we have looked at 11 of those 15 secrets.
咁到而家为止呢，我哋已经睇咗11个啦。
Today, I want to share with you the 12th secret for positive living.
咁到今日呢，当然我要同你分享嘅就系积极生活嘅第12个秘诀。
If you have a Bible, please look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 18.
如果你有圣经的话，今天我们要分享的内容呢，是来自哥林多后书10:1-18的。
But my listening friend, I want to begin by asking you a question.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在开始的时候呢，我想先问你一条问题。
Have you ever struggled with pride?
你有没有试过因为自己的骄傲而觉得挣扎呢？
Well, today your struggle with pride can be over.
今日呢，我就想告诉你，你不需要再挣扎了。
Because I'm going to tell you about good pride.
因为我想跟你讲一种好的骄傲。
A pride that you can be proud of and cultivate.
因为这种骄傲是你可以引以为荣并且加以培养的。
A pride that you can practice daily.
又可以每日都骄傲啊。
I'm not talking about sinful pride, of course.
当然我都不是讲的那种骄傲的罪啦。
You may have heard about the 7 deadly sins.
可能你听过有些东西叫做七宗罪啊。
Pride is one of those 7 deadly sins.
骄傲就是七宗罪的其中之一。
And pride is very difficult to define.
咁我哋系好难去定义乜嘢系骄傲嘅。其实
，We can find definitions in a dictionary about pride.
我哋可以查字典，睇到字典话骄傲系点点点点点点。
But pride is better understood by its symptoms.
但系我哋如果要真正理解骄傲嘅话，我哋要从佢嘅症状去着手。
Symptoms of pride include self-centeredness and the feeling of superiority to others.
其实骄傲嘅症状咧就包括自私、自大。
Pride is shown in a determined spirit, sarcasm, and impatience.
骄傲嘅表现咧就系顽固啦，喜欢去嘲讽其他人啦，冇耐性啦。
A judgmental and critical attitude are also symptoms of pride.
成日都批评啦，成日都论断啦，都系骄傲嘅症状。
And prideful people steal from God's glory by claiming credit for his gifts.
骄傲嘅人系偷取咗上帝嘅荣耀，佢将上帝所赐嘅恩典当做自己嘅功劳啊。
All of us occasionally experience some of these symptoms of pride.
我哋其实每个人都或多或少有过呢啲骄傲嘅症状。
So the question is, how do you have victory over pride?
咁样问题就系你究竟点样胜过骄傲嘅罪呢？
Well, there is a proven medicine for pride.
我今日就想为你去提供一种特效药，佢保证可以医到嘅。
Not an experimental medicine, but a proven one.
不是当你白老鼠这样要你试药，而是有效的。
Here is the prescription for overcoming pride.
我告诉你听过方是什么，就是胜过骄傲的药方，就是
Express your complete dependence on God every day in all areas of your life.
每一日在你生命的每一个领域，你都要完完全全地依靠上帝。
and express your dependence on God both publicly and privately.
无论在公开场合私底下，你都要表达你对上帝的依赖。
And today I want to tell you about good pride.
但是今天呢，我想跟你讲的是一种好的骄傲。
Good pride is the 12th secret in this series of 15 secrets of positive living.
好的骄傲呢，是15个积极生活的秘诀里头的第12个。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 and 18, the Apostle Paul says, Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
哥林多后书第十章十七到十八节嗰度呢，保罗话要夸口嘅就应该指住主去夸口。
For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends.
因为蒙悦纳嘅唔系自己去赞美自己嘅，而系上帝去赞美你。
Good pride is boasting in the Lord.
好嘅骄傲就系指住主，跟住去晒名啊。
You can exhibit this kind of bragging without worry or guilt.
当你系咁话，我嘅耶稣好犀利噶，我上帝好犀利，你唔需要担心，你又唔需要有罪疚感。
This is the kind of pride that you can revel and delight in.
呢种骄傲呢，系会让到你好开心，系你好享受嘅。
In those last two verses, Paul says that this kind of pride is acceptable.
在刚才两节经文里面，保罗说这种骄傲是可以接受的。
Chapter 10 is about the characteristics of this good pride.
这个呢，就是哥林多后书第十章所讲好的骄傲的特点。
What are these characteristics of this type of pride?
究竟好的骄傲有什么特点呢?
Number one,
第一样,
good pride exhibits mercy, which we see in verses 1 through 6.
我们可以从第一节到第六节那里看到呢,好的骄傲是会表现出那种的怜悯的,如果在和合本圣经译呢,就译做恩慈。
Number two,
第二样东西,
Good pride encourages other people.
好的骄傲是鼓励人的。
And we see this in verses 7 to 11.
这个是第7到11节，哥林多后书10章7到11节写的东西。
Number three.
第三样东西。
Good pride is tenacious.
就是好的骄傲是不屈不挠的。
And we see this in verses 12 to 18.
这个是第12到18节那里看到的东西。
First, good pride exhibits mercy.
第一样东西就是好的骄傲是表现出你的怜悯和关怀的。
The difference between bad pride and good pride is very clear.
好和衰的骄傲的分别很明显的。
Bad pride always seeks personal vengeance and wants to wound other people.
衰的骄傲呢，很多时候呢，都会鼓励我们找些机会去报复，伤害他们。
Bad pride says, show no mercy, defeat and destroy them.
衰的骄傲总是会告诉你，不要手软，你要消灭你的敌人。
But good pride says, be gentle.
但是好的骄傲就告诉你，要温柔。
Be patient.
要忍耐。
Be gracious.
要仁慈。
We'll look at verse 1 of chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians.
让我们看看哥林多后书十章第一节啊。
In the meekness of Christ, I appeal to you.
现在靠着基督的温柔和和平，我亲自去劝你们。
You know, my listening friends, most people confuse meekness with weakness.
那，亲爱的听众朋友，你知不知道很多人呢，很多时候将谦卑和懦弱呢，是混淆了的。
But in reality, the two are opposites.
但是现实里头，两者是绝对相反的。
Meekness means a restrained power.
谦卑是代表着在控制之下的力量。
Meekness is when you are in a position of strength, but you choose not to use it against your opponent.
谦卑就是虽然你站在一个有利的位置，但是你却决定不用你的优势来对付你的对手。
Some of you might be saying, but this is unrealistic.
有些人说，你说的东西这么不实际的。
This meekness can never work in the real world.
这个世界哪有人还谦卑的，没用的。
But this is not new thinking.
我想告诉你，这种观念不是现在才有的新想法。
In the New Testament times, Paul's opponents were confused too.
在新约的时代，其实反对保罗的人同样都搞不清楚。
They misinterpreted Paul's mercy and compassion for a lack of confidence.
啲人将保罗的仁慈和同情心，以为他是没有自信。
They misinterpreted Paul's genuine humility as cowardness.
他们将保罗真实的谦卑当作做懦弱。
Here's something that the world will never understand.
有一件事可能这个世界的人是永远没办法理解的。
A person who is bold for the truth can be compassionate at the same time.
就是一个勇敢去维护真理的人呢，是同时可以是很有恩慈，很有怜悯心肠的人。
Paul's critics took his boldness for the truth as arrogance and intolerance.
批评保罗的人认为，保罗为真理而战那种的勇气其实就是傲慢和狭隘。
But Paul was telling his critics that good pride in God made him bold for biblical truth and compassionate at the same time.
但是保罗告诉他的批评者，靠着上帝而有的好的骄傲，是让到他勇于维护圣经的真理，同时也都让他保持着一颗恩慈的心。
They called Paul coward, even though he was a very courageous man.
所以这些人虽然知道保罗是很有勇气的人，但是仍然被指责为懦夫。
He faced angry mobs.
保罗曾经勇于面对愤怒的暴徒。
He confronted King Agrippa.
保罗勇敢地曾经在亚基帕王面前去申诉。
And yet his critics called this courageous man coward.
但是批评保罗的人竟然将这个这么勇敢的人叫做懦夫。
But their criticism did not bother the Apostle Paul.
但是这些人的批评并没有影响过使徒保罗。
Paul's only concern was that his friends would not believe these lies.
保罗只是一心不要他的朋友去相信这些谎言。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, Paul said,
哥林多后书十章四节那里保罗说，
That the weapons with which he fights are not weapons of the world.
他拿来打仗的武器本来都不是属于这个世界的。
Some of you might feel ineffective in telling others about Christ.
有很多时候呢，我们的朋友呢都会可能觉得，哎呀，去传福音讲耶稣的时候好像没什么用咁嘅。
Why is that?
点解会咁呢？
They are ineffective because they rely on their own clever techniques.
原来因为只是靠自己自以为聪明的技巧是没用的。
Paul was effective in telling others about Christ because he relied on God's strength.
保罗向其他人讲耶稣基督的时候很有效，是因为他倚靠了上帝的力量。
Paul said his weapons were divinely powerful.
保罗说他的兵器就是神圣的大能。
Paul understood that only the power of the word of God can destroy strongholds.
保罗明白只有靠着上帝话语的大能才可以攻破那个坚固的堡垒。
Only the sword of the word of God can bring victory.
原来只有靠着上帝话语的那把利剑才可以得胜。
My listening friends,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
When you are fighting against the lies that people say about you,
当你去跟那些诬告你的讲大话的人去对抗的时候，
Only the word of God will give you victory.In this spiritual warfare,
只有上帝的话语才能够让到你得胜的。
So, first, good pride exhibits mercy.
咁让我哋重复一下，第一样嘢就系讲到好嘅骄傲，其实系显示出自己嘅怜悯恩慈。
Secondly, good pride encourages other people.
第二就是好的骄傲是鼓励人的。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 11.
等我们一起看看哥林多后书十章七到十一节。
Paul is pleading with the Corinthians to examine the evidence objectively.
保罗请求哥林多人好客观地检视他们的证据。
He's asking them not to judge him by his appearance.
保罗请哥林多人不要因为保罗的样去判断保罗究竟是怎样。
Instead, he wants people to look at how he has lived his life.
保罗希望人去看他的为人是怎样。
Paul tells the people to examine the lives of the false teachers in comparison to his life.
保罗叫他们将假教师的生命和保罗自己的生命做一个对比。
How do they measure up in the things that are truly important?
看看他的生活是否符合生命里头真正重要的事。
Do they impact people positively or negatively?
究竟他们对其他人有正面还是负面的影响呢?
Do they edify other people or mislead them?
他们可不可以启示到或者是激励到其他人或者还是误导了其他人呢?
Do they strengthen other people or weaken them?
他们有没有让到其他人变得更加刚强还是更加软弱呢?
Do they help others in their spiritual progress or hinder them?
他们是让到其他人灵命长进还是阻碍了他们灵命的成长?
These are the questions that are important when discerning a person's motives.
这些都是去辨别一个人行事动机的时候的重要问题。
Outward appearances do not matter.
其实外表是怎样不是很重要的。
Charm and eloquence do not matter.
那些风度翩翩、口若悬河都不是关键。
What matters is a consistent commitment to Christ.
重点是你要保持住对耶稣基督的委身。
Paul, of course, was the one who founded the church in Corinth.
没错，保罗呢，是哥林多教会的创立者。
Paul led these people to Christ.
保罗是将这些人是带到去基督面前。
But then these false teachers arrived and acted like strong, decisive leaders.
但是这些假的教师之后就来到哥林多，看起来他们很刚强、很果断，是领袖来的。
These false teachers claimed to know the truth.
这些的假教师呢，告诉人听他们知道什么是真理的。
These false teachers said Paul was weak and indecisive.
这些的人，假教师说保罗是优柔寡断。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, Paul said,
我们看看哥林多后书十章十一节那里保罗是怎样讲。
Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when absent, such persons we are also indeed, when present.
这些人要想想我们不在那里的时候封信上面写的东西是怎样呢见到面的时候他们做的东西他们的行事为人都是这样的。
Paul is telling them to look at the consistency in his life.
保罗告诉哥林多人说你们要看看保罗为人的一贯作风究竟是怎样。
Look at his commitment to Christ.
看下保罗是怎样对基督是委身啊。
He's telling them to look at his lifestyle.
他是叫哥林多人看下保罗自己的行事风格。
And Paul's life was the same when it was in private as it was in public.
保罗无论在公开或者私下的生活都是一样的。
His words matched his actions.
他的言和行是一致的。
Paul was showing the good type of pride because he was bragging about the Lord's strength, not his own.
所以我们看到保罗所表现出来好的骄傲是因为他以上帝的力量为夸口而不是去夸耀自己的力量。
So good pride exhibits mercy and encourages other people.
我哋发现好嘅骄傲呢，系可以表现出你嘅怜悯，并且去鼓舞其他人嘅。
Thirdly, we see that good pride is persistent and tenacious.
咁正话讲完两样啦，依家讲第三样啦。除咗恩慈鼓舞其他人之外咧，我哋见到好嘅骄傲系持久而且坚韧嘅。
The core meaning of the word humility is not being weak.
嗱，谦卑呢个词语嘅核心意义咧，并唔系话你软弱。
But it means a genuine conviction of one's unworthiness of the grace of God.
而系要真诚咁样承认自己系唔配受上帝嘅恩典。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 3,
耶稣喺马太福音第五章第三节嗰度话。
That truly humble people are those who can say, without the grace of God, I am spiritually empty.
真正谦卑嘅人系会话到，如果冇上帝嘅恩典嘅话，我嘅属灵生命就系空洞无物嘅。
Humble people give God recognition for every good thing in their lives.
谦卑嘅人系将生命里头自己所有嘅福气都归功俾上帝。
Humble people obey God regardless of the cost.
谦卑嘅人系不计代价咁样顺服上帝。
Paul had one of the greatest impacts on the Church of Jesus Christ.
其实保罗自己呢对耶稣基督嘅教会系产生咗最大嘅影响力嘅其中之一个人嚟嘅佢系。
And yet he calls himself a clay pot.
但系佢叫自己做咩？叫自己做瓦器啊。
A wretched man,
叫自己做坏蛋啊
，and a sinner,
叫自己做罪人中嘅罪魁啊。
Paul called himself the very least of the saints and apostles.
佢叫自己做使徒当中最细嗰个。
Contrast Paul's humility with the arrogance of the false teachers, then you will understand what Paul is trying to tell us about this good type of pride.
当我哋将保罗嘅谦卑同埋嗰啲假教师嘅傲慢对比一下，你就会明白保罗想话俾我哋听嘅乜嘢系好嘅骄傲。
Humility does not mean to surrender to the enemies of Christ.
谦卑嘅意思唔系话你要向耶稣基督嘅敌人去投降。
Humility does not mean to give up the fight for the truth.
谦卑嘅意思唔系话你要放弃为真理而战。
Humility does not mean to let false teachers trample all over us.
谦卑嘅意思唔系就系话容许假教师随意去践踏我哋。
On the contrary,
相反啊
，humility and good pride will compel us to be uncompromising in the truth.
谦卑同埋好嘅骄傲系会督促我哋喺真理上面绝对唔会妥协。
Humility will make us boastful in the truth and in who Jesus is.
我哋发现到谦卑系会让到我哋为到真理以耶稣基督去夸口。
Humility will make us boastful in our weakness and God's strength.
谦卑系会让到我哋去夸耀自己嘅软弱同埋上帝嘅大能。
David said in Psalm 20 verse 7,
大卫喺诗篇第二十篇第七节嗰度讲。
Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God.
有人晒命嘅时候就话佢架车几好，有人晒命嘅时候就话佢只马几好。但系我哋要夸耀嘅时候，我哋就要夸耀我哋耶和华上帝嘅名字。
David also said in Psalm 34 verse 2,
大卫喺诗篇三十四篇第二节嗰度又咁话。
My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice.
我嘅心一定要因为耶和华而夸耀，谦卑人听见嘅时候就要喜乐。
What Paul has been saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is this.
其实保罗喺哥林多后书第十章所讲嘅系乜嘢呢
？Paul had pride, but his pride was in the Lord Jesus.
保罗是有骄傲的，但是他引以为傲的只有主耶稣基督。
His pride was in the Lord Jesus who loved him.
他的夸口是建基于爱他的耶稣基督身上。
And redeemed him.
并且救赎了他的耶稣基督身上。
And died for him.
并且为佢死嘅耶稣基督身上。
And rose from the grave for him.
并且为佢从坟墓里头死而复活嘅基督身上。
Paul's pride was in the Lord Jesus who promised him victory and triumph.
因为耶稣基督应许保罗话过保罗会得胜，所以保罗以耶稣基督为佢嘅骄傲。
Paul's pride was in the Lord Jesus who is our strength and our fortress.
主耶稣是我们的力量，是我们的堡垒，所以我们要为耶稣基督，亦都保罗，亦都为耶稣基督自豪。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，我们要做总结的时候，请你留心听。
There may be someone who's listening today who says that they cannot boast in the Lord.
可能今天有些听紧节目的听众朋友说，我们真的不可以用主耶稣基督来夸口。
Some may say that they are angry with God because he did not answer their prayer.
有些朋友可能说，因为上帝没有听我们祈祷，所以我很生气上帝。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听。
That means that you have never understood what it means to be under the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
这个是因为你从来都不明白尊耶稣基督为主为王究竟是什么意思。
If you have never experienced the sweetness of his lordship over your life, you can begin today.
如果你从来没有经历过耶稣基督成为了你生命的主宰之后那种的甜蜜，今天就开始经历一下了。
Some people mistakenly think that they can only go to God when they need a miracle.
有些人误以为当他需要神迹的时候，他才会去到上帝面前，他就当上帝好像偶像那样，哎呀，需要求子就去拜神。
And when they don't receive their desires, they become angry and bitter.
但当他们得不到心里头所要的，他们就开始怀恨，心里面苦毒。
But that kind of thinking is based on bad, sinful pride.
其实这样的心态是来自罪恶的，是来自那种败坏的骄傲的。
But when you experience the sweet companionship of God, you will understand the good pride that Paul describes here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
但是我们希望你经历到和上帝同在那种甜蜜的时候，你会明白保罗在哥林多后书第十章里头所描述什么是好的骄傲。
And I look forward to you joining us next time when we look at secret number 13.
咁希望你下次继续留意收听我们的天路导向，我们呢将要去讲到第十三样的秘诀。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝去大大赐福俾你，亦都让到你喺呢段时间咧，好好预备喺哥林多后书嘅第十一章嗰度咧，系分享第十三个秘诀嘅。再会。